Wir dürfen Sie, liebe Zuschauer,
dear viewers, dear listeners, we warmly greet you to the 9th program in the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles, Who Could Understand Them. 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth already taught in the inner circle of His followers many practical details that show us people how we can make use of our life on earth in order to grow closer to God, the free spirit. He also gave his apostles and disciples a look into the great cosmic interrelationships that we human beings are involved in. By the way, when we speak here of apostles and disciples, then it's not because there were only men in Jesus' following. One reason could be that Jesus didn't have to explain things extra to his female disciples, since they understood it right away. Jesus taught equality, and this includes the equal rights of men and women. The only ones who cannot grasp this until today are the priests. The great cosmic teachings, which we can get to know in this program series, are also practical tips for men and women, for young and elderly people, and for every situation of life, be it in the family, at work, at school, or during our leisure time. They are ingenious helps for life, and we too here in the studio are also learning and practicing the tasks and having our experience. At the beginning of the 1990s, the great cosmic teachings were revealed by Christ himself in the prophetic word through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. In a great series of schoolings, she explained these teachings and gave many practical explanations and assistance regarding them. Along with the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, Gabriele's extensive explanations are compiled in a 5-volume work. It is the book for the program from which we, with Gabriele, who is here in the studio with us, may read a further section today. We now continue reading in Volume 1.
In seinen großen kosmischen Lehren spricht Christus.
In his great cosmic teachings, Christ speaks. In the whole of the All, there is only one principle, sending and receiving. Everyone sends himself, what he is, his sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds. We read Gabriele's explanation of this. Let us look at the statement, everyone sends himself. We cannot send the sending potential of our neighbor. We send only our own sending potential, those programs that we have inflicted upon ourselves during the course of this life on earth and in our former lives. That is, that which has not yet been cleared up. Again and again, let us make ourselves aware that each one of us sends only his own sending potential, with our sensations, thoughts, words and deeds, we build up this sending potential. It forms the various programs in our brain cells, which in turn have an effect on our soul and on every cell of our body. For these are likewise in communication with the repository planets. And so, we are in communication with the stars, with our, but only with our own sending potential. What we send, we enter into our soul and into the corresponding repository planets, in this case, into the causal computer. From the causal computer, it comes back via our soul, via our sensations and thoughts. And so, our feelings, sensations, thoughts, words and deeds can be our admonishers. Therefore, we should be alert in order to experience and to grasp what they want to tell us about ourselves.
Gabriele erklärt weiter.
Gabriele continues. We are our own sending potential. This is how we vibrate. This is how we think. This is how we live. This is how we act. This is also our body rhythm. This is also how every cell of our body vibrates. Our body is like a sounding board. We tune the sounding board, the person with our feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds. Do we want to know how we sound? Let us listen to what we think and say. Then we will know how we sound. God is harmony. God is eternal symphony, eternal cosmic sound. When our sounding board is one with the symphony, God, then our soul is in the being. When our body is disharmonious, when our rhythms are jerky and edgy, when we are not harmonious and balanced, then we are not in harmony with the eternal being. Then we play our own tune.
Christ speaks further in his axiom. The pure being lives and is active in and out of the pure eternal law, the all law. The impure one lives in his small, self-made world, which consists of his impurity, that is, of the refuse of his sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds. In this, his cocoon world, he lives and moves and senses, thinks, speaks, and acts just as he is. This is what his cocoon world consists of. Gabriele gives us more detailed explanations. She explains, the refuse of our sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds is a whispering and a murmuring in our inner being. It makes us discontent, unstable, and unhappy. For the awakened soul yearns to be free and happy. It wants to join with the eternal stream, God. It wants to again immerse into the eternal being, into the eternal light, as the true self, the compressed being. Every now and then, we should practice the song of the soul. For the love of the soul for the Father is like worship, a heavenly song that devotes itself to Him, because God is sound. He is symphony, harmony, and love. Let us allow this longing to break out of us, to radiate out of us often. Let us speak out what stirs in us and feel ourselves into this melody. Then we will sense the discrepancy between soul and person, and at the same time also notice what still needs to be cleared up. The soul does not have our words. What it conveys to us, the longing for God, for purity, for beauty, for unity with the eternal stream, comes to us, the person, in the form of thoughts and words. But our thoughts, and our words are limited. Often they cannot express what breaks forth from the soul, and thus the person can hardly grasp it, because he has only thoughts and words available to him as tools.
Liebe Mitmenschen, auch das Fühlen gehört in den Bereich des Menschlichen und ist nicht die Wahrnehmung der Seele selbst.
Dear fellow people, the feelings too belong in the area of humanness and are not the perception of the soul itself. When the rising vibrations of the soul, the longing for the unity with God, arrive in our brain cells, then this fine, tender feeling is again already attuned to the three dimensions, because the person feels, thinks, speaks, and acts only three-dimensionally. We see that there is always a discrepancy between soul and man. This often hurts.
Ich erlebe es häufig. Im Inneren erfasse ich alles.
I experience it often. In my inner being, I grasp everything and all encompassingly. But with our human words, I can convey the totality only in a limited way. The human language does not have the words to convey what is effective in one sentence, in one word of the absolute law. The radiation, the absolute law, is infinite and mighty and powerful. In comparison, the human word is small and trivial.
Gabriele erläutert weiter für uns.
Gabriele explains further for us. We have to learn to feel into the words and terms. But even the feeling as such is still limitation, because we transfer it in turn into our three dimensions. The discrepancy will remain until we are divine again, consciously the Son, the daughter of God, the being in the being. Then we will no longer need words to describe the being. Let us think about this again and again. We are on this earth to become divine again. Our inner being is the pure, the fine, the noble and beautiful, the law of infinite love. Let us remember this again and again. God, our Father, loves us. He sent His Son, our Redeemer. Christ is so close to us, for He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us think about this again and again. Let us think about this message of love. God, our Father, sent His Son so that we may return to Him, to God, our Father. This message is the message of love. It is found throughout the past 2,000 years and will knock on our hearts again and again until we have become love and are united with the great spirit of our Father, with God.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, God is the stream of the All. Our Father is the being of the All. Let us remember that in the divine, we are His images, the images of the Eternal Father. He is the life in this dream, and we are the life in this dream. When we return home to the eternal being, who receives us? The infinite love of our Father. We may behold Him because He has given Himself form out of the stream, just as He has formed us as His children, His images. We could also ask ourselves,
nach unserer Erdenwanderung vor Gott,
will we step before God, our Father, after our earthly journey? Will we bow before Him and thank Him from our hearts for His guidance through Christ, our brother and redeemer?
Werden wir als Kind Gottes zu ihm emporblicken?
Will we, as a child of God, look up into the tender, mild, kind eyes of the Eternal Father? He will certainly take us in His arms and say,
"Es ist getan.
Child, it is done. It is over, the pain, the suffering. Behold, through my son, your brother, I have brought you back to me. Come and possess the kingdom which has belonged to you since the very beginning.
Mein Kind, es ist vorbei.
My child, it is over. Everything is good. Behold, and you see yourself, for what you have created with my power is you yourself. It is your very nature.
Und wir werden in unserem Inneren und überall, wohin unsere geistigen Augen fallen.
And we will behold in our inner being and everywhere, no matter where our spiritual eyes look, what we have been conscious of since eternity, the light, the eternal home. We will again be embedded in the lap of God, in the freedom, in the life of communication with all being.
Denken wir immer wieder daran. Machen
Let us think about this again and again. Let us become aware and affirm that we are sons and daughters of God. Let us affirm that we are immortal. Let us affirm our law. Yes, our law, the eternal life, our spiritual heritage, and we will feel better by the hour.
Dear fellow people, we now hear more words of the All Spirit in His great cosmic teachings. He speaks. The burdened person can be compared to a caterpillar. The burdened person, the caterpillar, spins himself into a small world until he recognizes that he has to emerge from his cocoon, that is, unfold, in order to become a butterfly, a being of the light that lives and moves in the eternal all law of God, and has its eternal existence in the eternal, in the all principle, which is and which speaks itself as the self, the pure, the fine, the noble, the beautiful, the selfless love, the all law, the absoluteness, the eternal being, the eternal truth. For this reason, each caterpillar must unfold, that is, unwrap itself from what it has spun around itself, in order to recognize itself in it, in order to repent of what it recognized, in order to ask for forgiveness and to forgive, and to no longer commit what it recognized. Then the threads of the cocoon dissolve, the walls fall, which the human being looked at until now and which he called the truth, his small ego world, which was only the reflection of the truth. The light-filled soul and the human being who is turned within to the innermost sanctum will then behold the eternal being, the eternal truth in themselves.
In the explanations from Gabriele, we read what this means for us. She explains, each of us has to rewind the cocoon of his ego again, as we rewind a film reel. As we rewind, we have to recognize ourselves in the pictures that are projected onto the screen of our awareness. Our human games, the intrigues, the pressing wishes, the passions, the cravings, hate, envy, animosity, the striving for wealth, for prestige and possessions. We also hear ourselves in these pictures, how we belittle our neighbors, how we exalt ourselves. We hear what we say about them, what we think about them, whether we have harmed them, with what methods and much more. All this has to be cleared up with our neighbor through Christ.
Christ speaks further in his great cosmic teachings. The eternal self is the truth. The one who has become the truth is himself the truth, the self, the being, the I am, the eternal law of love. With the eyes of truth, the human being perceives in himself that which is outside too. He penetrates the reflection of the truth and perceives the truth in all people, events, conversations, and happenings. With the eyes of truth, he also sees the untrue. He cannot be deceived because he is the truth and beholds with the eyes of truth and speaks, discusses, and accomplishes everything in the truth. And so, he is the truth, which is the eternal law of the all, in which he lives, in which he moves, from which he draws, and with which he works. He is the truth, the law, in each sensation, in each thought, in every word, and in every deed. Since the truth, the being, the eternal law, is in you, and the true, the eternal, first takes on form and shape in you, and only then externally, in your surroundings and in the world, you must live within yourself, in the All-Holy One, who dwells within you.
These words of the Spirit of the Christ of God have a very deep and also practical meaning for us human beings, and we too are learning and practicing with this so as to gain experience. Gabriele explains further. When we want to change the world, we have to change ourselves. As long as we only speak of change and do not change ourselves, then we only create more burdens in this world and load these on ourselves. When we only speak of the peace that should come into this world and have no peace ourselves, then we contribute to more discord because our own lack of peace infects others with discord. When we speak of the light of Christ and remain without light ourselves, then we mock Christ and contribute to the fact that our neighbor thinks, speaks, and lives similarly as we do, without light. When we speak of mercy and of being a good Samaritan to our neighbor, and of the fact that mercy and love of neighbor should be practiced in the world, while we ourselves are without mercy and peace, then we contribute to the fact that cruelty and unkindness increase in this world. Through this, we burden ourselves. When we want to change the world for the better, then we have to become kind. As long as we don't respect ourselves, we also do not respect God in us. As long as we strive for the external temple, we have not found our way to ourselves as the temple of God.
Christ speaks to us in his great cosmic teachings. Therefore recognize, you are the temple of the One, Holy One, who dwells in you. Remember the following sentence and live accordingly. Dwell in yourself, for you are the temple of the One, Holy One, who dwells in you. Gabrielle explains about this. We can live in our inner being only when we adorn our temple with the virtue of selfless love, of freedom and brotherliness. Then the selfishness will fall away from us, our obsessive desires will transform, and we will become seekers who find. We will find God within us.
Christ speaks. Dwell in yourself means allow no human egocentric thought. Raise all your sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting to God. Gabriella gives us the following explanation of this. In order to raise our sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting to God, we have to become aware that God wants the best for us and that He is the listener in us. If we have sensed, thought, spoken, and acted in a human way, then we take our human weaknesses to God and ask the Spirit of our Father, who dwells in us, for forgiveness. God, who loves us, will forgive us and will remind and admonish us again and again when we want to fall again into the same or similar chains of sensations, thoughts, or words. Through our increasing alertness, we will more and more be able to raise our sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting to God in due time.
We continue reading in the axiom of the Christ of God. He says, speak only when you are asked, and then solely in accordance with the eternal law of the order of the temple, not too much and not too little. The measure is in you. Or speak when it is of significance for your neighbor, when you can give him gifts of life to take with him. We learn more in Gabriele's explanations. Why should we speak only when we are asked, or when it is important, and then solely according to the order of the temple, that is, according to the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount? Everything is energy. Our soul consists of cosmic energy. Our physical body, too, is imbued with cosmic energy. We should use this precious energy of life carefully, that is, not waste it. We should give to our neighbor from the treasure of the inner being, from the laws of inner life. The Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount are excerpts of these. When we give from the highest source, from the laws of life, then we are giving gifts of inner life, which are invaluable. These divine gifts are then active in our words and deeds. We can draw and give from the wealth of inner life only when we have previously brought the treasure of the inner being to light through the actualization and fulfillment of the divine laws.
Christ speaks, "Do not ask out of curiosity. If possible, do not ask at all. For what you should hear and know about will be brought to you by the one who dwells in you." Gabriela explains about this. The one who asks out of curiosity hears only himself and can possibly hear what he is not able to digest today. He then moves this in his thoughts. In this way, he can burden himself further because every thought is energy, which does not go away from him, but stays with him. It burdens his soul and his physical body.
Dear fellow people, Christ teaches us.
Und wenn dein Nächster neben dir in Meditation oder in Gedanken versunken ist, sprich ihn nicht an.
And when your neighbor beside you is deep in meditation or thought, do not address him in order to give him an understanding of your human wisdom, for you do not know where he is just then, with whom or with what he is in communication. Then you too will never be disturbed, because then you yourself are the alertness. And when your neighbor is eating or working, do not disturb him unless you have something important or essential to share with him. For you do not know with whom or with what he is in communication.
Liebe Zuschauer,
dear viewers, dear listeners, so let us observe the law of inner life, the fine, the noble, beautiful and pure. Then we will gradually become the law of God. Then we will ennoble our soul and respect it as a being in God. And we will also respect our neighbor, who in his innermost being is as we are, fine, noble, beautiful and pure. And so let us never invade the temple of our neighbor. Then we too will not be disturbed, and our temple will not be destroyed. Dear viewers, dear listeners, we hear that each person is a temple of God, so there are many tasks in this, for us and for how we treat our fellow people. Which tip was important for you? Surely, during the course of this program,
a help, a sentence stayed with each of you. Let us, all of us, take this task for the coming days. Let us try it out, and we will surely collect many experiences with it. If you would like to read what we have presented in this program, then we recommend the book that accompanies the program. It is available in bookstores or via internet. It is the first volume of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples and apostles who could understand them with explanations by Gabriele. We have already heard about the order of the temple in this program. How we can shape our life more and more so that we respect our temple and do not intrude in our neighbor's temple is what we will learn in the next, the 10th program. We will be pleased when you tune in again in order to learn more with us. Until then, we wish you a time rich in experiences and all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.